I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Louis Coco from Sports Radio 94 WIP doing another quick podcast about the Lehigh Valley Phantoms and their 2024-2025 Calder Cup playoff run, which continued after they beat the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins in the first round, 2-1, taking it to the second round against the two-time defending Calder Cup champion Hershey Bears. Definitely a tough series. The Hershey Bears took game one in Hershey, and to some people's surprise, the Phantoms ended up taking game two in Hershey, and then made their way to Lehigh, where they took game three. And last night for game four, I happened to be there. I was lucky enough to have a press pass and be up in the press level for game four last night at the PP&L Center in Allentown, Pennsylvania, where the Hershey Bears bested the Phantoms 6-4 in a little bit of a lackluster performance from the Phantoms. Just want to give my immediate reaction to the game. I guess it's not so immediate. I did have a little bit of time to digest it. To me, it looked like they came out a little bit all over the place. Looked like the Bears were really working on them. Definitely noticed right away a big physical presence from the Bears. I know Coach LaPerriere preaches physicality from his team. It looked like the Bears were a little more physical last night. Really through most of the game towards the third period, it got a little bit chippy, and the Phantoms were able to respond a little bit with some physical contact. But for the most part, I thought the Bears played a more physical game, seemed to knock the Phantoms off a little bit in the beginning. They ended up going down 3-0 in the first period, so the Bears scored 3 goals and took the Phantoms to the end of the first at 3-0. The Phantoms came back in the second. 2 quick goals back-to-back that made it within 1-3-2. And then in the third period, obviously, game ended 6-4. Phantoms scoring another 2 goals late in the third. Thought they might be able to make a little bit of a comeback. It looked like the Bears kind of took their foot off the pedal and let the Phantoms back into it a little bit. But the Bears did end up taking that game 6-4. So that means tomorrow night, Sunday, May 11th, in Hershey, Pennsylvania, at the Giant Center, the Phantoms will have to win to stay alive in the 2024-2025 Calder Cup playoff race. Now, Jet Luchenko and Alex Bump, obviously, I've been talking a lot about them, both prospects for the Flyers organization. I think both of them have a decent chance at making the roster next season for those Philadelphia Flyers. Coach said that this experience for them really is invaluable. After the game, I was at the press conference and Coach was asked a question about that experience. What is it like for these guys to get experience against a Hershey Bears team that is two-time defending Calder Cup champion? They've been good for so many years, and this is what he had to say.
It means the world for them because that's playoff hockey. That's all of a team there. Listen, I warn our team that it's not like they're going to come in and give us that game and go on vacation. They haven't lost a series in 200-plus years, so they know how to win. So for those kids and every kids and every even our older guys in the room, that's playoff hockey. You don't have much room out there. You have to do the best that you can with what you have. And I think it's only goal for those two kids for their career down the road to experience that. Like the Wilkes-Barre series was a little bit more wide open. This one's tighter. That's real hockey.
I like that answer from Coach. Both Luchenko and Alex Bump have not played pro hockey until this point. I know in a different podcast, I mentioned Alex Bump talked about the fact that he didn't find any difference between the college game and the AHL. Well, he might be finding it now, especially, again, against a Hershey Bears team that is going to play you tighter, that have been good for so long. It's undoubtedly great experience for both of those guys. Obviously, they are both young, they are both developing, and I have no doubt that they will continue to mature in their game, the way they play, but it is definitely interesting to watch them against a physical, high offense team like Hershey in a game that, if they won that game last night, they could have moved on. They could have defeated the Bears, moved on, and knocked off the defending, again, two-time defending Calder Cup champions. So it was interesting to watch both of Jet Luchenko and Alex Bump in that high-pressure situation, in those really, really tight quarters where guys are pressing really hard to get the puck away from them. You could tell that they certainly need a little more experience at this level.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do have to wonder how much Coach will lean on the veterans in the lineup in Game 5. Obviously, Luchenko and Alex Bump, their first ever taste of pro hockey, and it comes at a really good time. In the playoffs, obviously, it's, again, really great experience for those two guys. I know the team, their teammates, Anthony Richard, talked about it, and I mentioned that in the other podcast that I did before this one. Anthony Richard and their team were excited to get Bump and Luchenko on the roster because of their ability to make plays, because of their ability to score, and it really did elevate them in that first series against Wilkes-Barre. So I have to wonder if A, Jet Luchenko and Alex Bump will make an impact in Game 5 if they can turn the page, shake it off, and B, how much Coach leans on his veterans in the lineup in a must-win game to stay alive. In 2023-2024, when the Bears and the Phantoms collided in the playoffs, Hershey took the first two games, and then the Phantoms won Game 3 at home, but ended up losing Game 4 also at home in Lehigh Valley in front of a home crowd to end their playoff series. The Bears did go on to win the Calder Cup, like I said, mentioned a few times now, in that season. So it would be a shame to see the Bears knock the Phantoms off again. I really do think the Phantoms are going to come out strong in the Giant Center. After the game, I actually saw a quote from Alex Bump via Bill Meltzer on Twitter. Bump said, and I quote, "Going to be hard to go into Hershey. We really wanted to end it tonight. They're back-to-back champs for a reason, but we've won a game there. We'll have to do it again, obviously." So I think they'll be able to turn the page. I think they'll be able to go into the Giant Center tomorrow and take Game 5 from the Bears. Like I said, they took Game 1 in Hershey, so there's no reason they can't do it again. They're definitely going to be hungry after a loss last night. Now, one of the big stories from the game last night, at least one of my big takeaways, was the penalties. There were upwards of 10 penalties for the Phantoms alone. Now, there were some potentially ticky-tack calls from the referees, but at the same time, or maybe calls that shouldn't have been called in the playoffs. You know, you let the guys play in the playoffs type of thing. You don't want to call anything that will impact such an impactful game in the series like this was last night. And the refs sending the Phantoms on a parade to the penalty box, while yes, a lot of them were penalties, not all of them needed to be called necessarily. However, they're penalties. And so the Phantoms need to have a little bit better game management, which Coach talked about that a little bit in his postgame presser. But the Bears had three power play goals. The Phantoms on a parade to the box ruins momentum in the second period. Two back-to-back goals to make it 3-2 to claw the Phantoms back within one, and then almost immediately took a penalty. Now, there was a power play that the Phantoms had in between that they didn't capitalize on, but a penalty right after their power play, and the Bears basically took the game from there. When you take penalties, that is such a momentum killer, and it destroys the flow of a game. It was tough to watch the Phantoms on the parade to the box. And here's what Coach had to say about the penalties.
We need to stay out of the box, that's for sure. Again, that's a killer. For me, it drives me nuts. Like, you know, they're penalties. I didn't watch all of them, but most of them are penalties. So I don't expect them to call those at this time of the year, but we sure know better right now, and we have to be smarter. You know, it's just we picked the wrong time to take those. Like, you know, we're back in the game, and all of a sudden, another penalty.
As you can tell, not so happy about the parade to the penalty box last night. Did get a little bit chippy. Like I said, there was upwards of 10 penalties. Some of them were coincidental fighting majors. Garrett Wilson, the captain of the Phantoms, ended up getting tossed for a misconduct. I think it was abuse of officials late in the game. So there were some other ones that were thrown in there. His misconduct didn't go on the board, so it wasn't a man advantage for the Bears. But in any case, still penalty. Upwards of 10 penalties for the Phantoms last night really did kill some momentum for those Lehigh Valley Phantoms. So that was my story of the game. I would really, really like to see Alex Bump and Jet Luchanko get on the scoreboard tomorrow. I think both of those guys are people that the team leans on a lot. Again, Anthony Richard even said it. We had some struggles scoring goals early in the season. Now with these two young guys, normally young guys don't come in and just make the roster and start making an impact, but these two guys did. So I would love to see both of them make an impact in Game 5. I'll also be interested to see how they can shake off this past game in Game 4, and I think that will be a testament to their maturity and how far they've developed already in such a short time. Well, that's it for me. Thanks for listening. Very interested to see what the Phantoms can do tomorrow. Game 5 of Round 2 in the 2024-2025 Calder Cup Playoffs.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.